Live streaming provided by Alpha Geek Radio and Alpha Geek Video. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn more.
Finally, Friday is being brought to you today, wow, by some of the most awesome people on the planet. People who knows what it means to enjoy great content. Major Spoilers VIPs. You can head over to members.majorspoilers.com. You can sign up today. You can become one of those awesome people. I hope you do. And then next week, this will be sponsored by you. Hello, everyone. It is finally Friday. So glad to be back after a week off. Had to catch up on some family-type things. You know, you can understand that. You all have families some way, shape, or form. But now we're here, and it's Friday, and it's finally Friday. And I'm here, and you're here, and as Matthew says there in the chat, happy Friday to everyone. And as we get into Friday, let us get into some news. How good will Batman v Superman be? Well, the first script was written by David S. Goyer, the man behind Batman Begins, but when Ben Affleck was cast to play The Dark Knight, he requested Chris Terrio, who wrote the screenplay for the Oscar-winning film Argo, to come in and punch some things up. Well, now there are two Oscar winners working on the script, as US Weekly claims Ben Affleck, who did win an Oscar for Good Will Hunting way back in the day, would, quote, go into wardrobe and get all suited up for the day in his Batman suit, then he would sit around reworking the script. Ben wasn't thrilled with it and would find himself on multiple occasions fixing it the day of, unquote. Wow, that's a rumor right now. But with other rumors that Affleck is warming up to the idea of directing a superhero movie, the notion that he's doing the script rewrites on Batman v Superman does make a lot of sense. Biggest television news today is the announcement that Netflix and Marvel have cast Game of Thrones actor Finn Jones for the upcoming streaming series. Jones will star as Danny Rand, a sophisticated and independent loner who returns to New York City after being missing for years to fight against the criminal element corrupting the city with his incredible kung fu mastery and the ability to summon power and make his fists not unto like iron. Meanwhile, Vanessa Hudgens has been cast as the lead in the upcoming NBC comedy series Powerless. Hudgens will play Emily Locke, an insurance claims adjuster who loves her job because she gets to help people. The character likes to fly under the radar and just get her work done, and she finds herself increasingly exasperated by the disruptive antics of the various superheroes that proliferate her city. Powerless is currently in pilot production, so it hasn't made it to the series yet, but hopefully we'll get to see the pilot around Comic-Con time. As we get ready to gear up those phone lines for your phone calls this week, let's talk about gaming news, and there's a lot that landed in our laps this week. First of all, if you're a fan of role-playing games, Paizo and Humble Bumble have teamed for a bundle of Pathfinder books for a mere $25, or even less. You can get your hands on the core rulebook, the game, actually for, I think it's a dollar. You can get your hands on the core rulebook, the game mastery guide, the digital beginner box, the player creation folio, the advanced class guide, the GM screen, and the Hell's Bright Shadow campaign. And if that wasn't enough, for $20, you can get 14 other Pathfinder modules and books, which is more than enough to keep your campaign going for years. The Humble Bundle, the Humble Bundle is supporting Extra Life, a Children's Miracle Network fundraising program that brings games to sick kids in hospitals. So this is a total win-win, kind of. Here's kind of the sad news. The Humble Bundle has raised over $500,000 as of this recording, which is fantastic. I love that. But the servers where all of these digital copies are at are super, super bogged down. So if you're trying to redeem your code, it says wait 10 minutes or 10 seconds and then click again. It's more like come back in a few days or a few hours in order to download your watermarked titles. So you need to be a little patient. It is for a good cause. It'll still be there when you log in later on. A couple of other ones. Spoilerite and Major Spoilers contributor Matthew Bach is busy with his gaming convention this weekend, but he did want to point out a couple of games that you might want to get your hands on, or at least I might want to get my hands on. The first up is a new expansion for the legendary deck building series, Big Trouble in Little China. What a perfect combination of game fun with deck building shenanigans. According to Cool Stuff Inc., players will work their way through the co-op game trying to defeat Lo Pan and the Three Storms. You can play as Jack Burton, Gracie Law, Wang Chi. You can even play as the Porkchop Express as you play schemes straight from the film. Now, this is a core set, so you don't need to have any other legendary sets to enjoy the game. The only thing that is a bit of a downer at the moment is that the game will not arrive until August of 2016. You can pre-order it right now over at Cool Stuff Inc. for a reduced price, which you might want to do so that when it arrives in August, you can completely forget you paid for it, and it's like Christmas come early. If you are a Marvel fan, this is our last story of the day. If you're a Marvel fan, check out the Marvel Universe miniature game from Knight Modules. Now, Marvel Universe miniature game, it's a completely new game system based on the entire Marvel Universe. The first release will include three faction starter sets, X-Men, Avengers, and Guardians of the Galaxy, where you'll find everything you need to play, including a small-sized rulebook, four character cards, and four incredibly detailed white metal miniatures representing your favorite heroes. Now, of course, you have to assemble the miniatures and you have to paint them. But currently, the set is running for 45 euros, which is about $50 in the U.S. Thank you, Matt, for sending that information our way. And hopefully his convention is going well this weekend. And hopefully your day is about to, or your weekend is about to get off into high gear. What I want you to do is give me a call at 785-727-1939. That's the Major Spoilers Hotline. I'm ready to take your call. It's been a couple of weeks. There's a lot of things that we can talk about today. We can talk about some of the news items that we just finished up with. We can talk about Rebirth. We can talk about the Deadpool movie. We can talk about really anything you want. The only way we can do that is if you pick up the phone right now and dial 785-727-1939. Or if you are on Skype, call Steven_Schleicher. Ashley Victoria Robinson was supposed to join us today, but I don't see her. I'm not able to reach out to her, so I think she may be stuck in traffic or maybe doing something really cool. I'm sure we'll find out later. So speaking of Kurt Russell, I just picked up the first Escape from New York trade. That's from Boom Studios. Definitely want to check it out. It's a lot of fun. It's very interesting. Boom Studios also has Big Trouble in Little China as a trade, or as a couple of trades out, I believe, right now. And that makes it really interesting because some weeks, those single issues of both Escape from New York and Big Trouble in Little China, both ongoing series, arrive at the same time. So you've got two Kurt Russell comics on the stands at the same time. And of course, once Guardians of the Galaxy arrives, I'm sure we're going to see some likeness of Kurt Russell in the comics coming up soon. So again, 785-727-1939. Show works best when I'm not doing all the talking myself, but when we can interact and engage with one another. What else is going on here at Major Spoilers? Well, things keep moving along. What can I say? We are constantly busy doing a lot of things. You may have noticed over on our YouTube channel where you're watching this right now, unless, of course, you're over at Alpha Geek Radio. Hello, Alpha Geek Radio and Alpha Geek Video. If you are over there watching it, I would invite you to check out our YouTube channel, Major Spoilers Video. That's the YouTube channel over there at YouTube.com. You may have noticed we had like three unboxing videos plus our Lego build this week. That's a lot of video that we did last week, and we have even more coming up. I've got three more unboxings that arrived just yesterday. So in the next week, you will not only see another unboxing video from, which one is this? Loot Crate sent us another package for February, so we'll be unboxing that. And then we've got a Lego video that we'll do this weekend that arrived that I think a lot of you will really get a kick out of if you're Batman fans. The Boy and the Sidekick both want to do a Lego video. So the Sidekick really has been begging me for months. He's been like, Dad, can I go downstairs and build Lego on video for you as well? So we'll see what happens with that. I'm not too, I think it's one of those that we'll do something, but may not release it just to make him happy. But then the Boy has one that he just finished that we will release on Monday. And man, so much more. And then there's two other things that have come in. I don't know if I can talk about them yet, but one of them has come from WizKids. So those of you who are fan of games, tabletop games, we'll have some discussions about that as well. So that's just what's going on the video side. What is going on with you in the world? I know a lot of you are probably interested in the new Batman news, which I find very interesting. You may want to talk about how did C-3PO get his red arm in the Star Wars movie, The Force Awakens. There's a new series coming out from Marvel about that. I believe that issue arrives, I want to say March 23rd, I want to say, no, I'm sorry, March 30th, according to the website. Of course, if I just look over there, it says right there. Star Wars Special C-3PO number 1, How C-3PO Got His Red Arm, arrives in stores on March 30th, so you'll want to check that out. You also, if you have a question in the comment section, you can shout it out there as well. I know Jess the Red is working. She doesn't like to call when she's working. I don't know if Daryl is watching today or even if Dr. Brad Will is watching today, but they're more than welcome to call in. What else? So many things going on. Sometimes I forget all the things that we have going on, and then I'm surprised when Monday rolls around. It's like, wow, we did a whole bunch this weekend. If you are a Major Spoilers VIP, we will have another Gold Chat coming up in a few weeks. I think it's 2 weeks from now. So you'll want to sign up for that if you're a Gold member. And if you followed the, if you follow me on Twitter at Major Spoilers, you will have seen 5 of the upcoming top 5 topics. One of them was released today, and you will know what the next 4, actually 2 months worth of shows is. So there you go. That's what you get for following at Major Spoilers on Twitter. Somebody wrote in and says, oh man, you've been talking about comic books on top 5 so much. I don't really care about comic books. And now I'm sad that my favorite show is all about comic books. It's not all about comic books. First of all, it's about most of the top 5s that we have been doing for the last, I want to say the last year, most of the top 5s that we've been doing over the last year have all come from our VIPs and from our listeners and viewers. They just send an email to podcast@majorspoilers.com with suggestions. And if it's good enough, we'll put it in the hopper and we'll pull it out in a future episode. But right now we've got 4 already to go. They've been recorded and we'll be recording a lot more in the near future. So there you go with that. Are you enjoying the new look of majorspoilers.com? Over the, I think it was over the Valentine's Day weekend, or maybe it was right after that, we got a whole new look and a whole new layout and design for the website. I think it looks, I think it looks all right. Yeah, it's certainly much better than what we were dealing with the last time, and it's certainly not throwing up the errors and the problems that we were seeing the last time. And so I really like this look and the layout. I want to thank the creator. Sorry, I don't know, remember them by name. Who did this. They've been a lot of help in every time I have a question about, hey, can we do this or change this? They're right there doing it. So I'm very appreciative of that. And I think it looks good. I think it looks really good. And I think the design is much better. Even though it's, it just may seem like a slight design, it's really interesting that just a small change can change the look of the site. So there you go. Let's see. All right, it's up to you, 785-727-1939. I know a bunch of you are out there listening. Get on those phones, get on your Skype, call Steven underscore Schleicher on Skype, and let's chat. Let's see what's going on with you. Another interesting thing happened this week. Someone sent me a Twitter. Did you have 2 reviews of The Army of Darkness written by the same person? Well, yes, we did, dear reader. We did have 2 reviews of Army of Darkness Furious Road number 1. So every week, Dynamite Entertainment and many of the publishers send us review copies that we send out to our reviewers, and the reviewers write about the stuff that they see in there. If there is something that's off, like this is an early release that is missing this information, or you know, final spelling isn't checked, the publisher generally lets us know. So Army of Darkness Furious Road came in, and I forwarded it to our reviewers, and Tom said, yeah, I would like to give this a crack and check it out. And so he wrote a review, and it went up on Wednesday. And one of the things that he mentioned in the initial review was that he thought it was okay, but he was disappointed that this was a quote-unquote silent issue, meaning there was no dialogue, no words, nothing inside the issue. Okay, that's not uncommon. We've seen comic books before that have come out without words or dialogue or anything like that. So moving right along until that evening when Nancy A. Collins reached out to us. She's the writer of the series. She's written Red Sonja, and she's Vampirilla, I think, is some other stuff that she's written for Dynamite Entertainment. I think she's a wonderful writer. She's a very nice person. And she's like, hey, I don't know what's going on, but you may want to double check your copy because it definitely has words in it. I wrote them in there. And she sent me a screen grab of her copy. And sure enough, it had words in it. So I reached out to Dynamite and they said, oh, we didn't know about this. They gave us a new copy And then I said, well, Tom, here's a couple of ways we could handle this. He goes, no, I'll just write a whole new review, which he did. And it's up there on the site today. So if you're wondering why it showed up twice, that is why. A lot of people write in and ask questions about the Major Spoilers Poll of the Week, where it comes from, how they can send in a suggestion, and so on. Most of the polls of the week that we've had over the last couple of weeks have all been, again, user-submitted. That's one of the things that we love about Major Spoilers, is that we're able to use so much user-generated comment or fan-generated comment that we can put in there. Let's see. So a lot of stuff comes from Silver Gray. He has really great ones like we've had in the last couple of weeks with the Max Landis versus Kevin Smith, or Adam West versus William Shatner, or the one that's going on right now, the Richards family or the Parr family. Sometimes though, the questions, the poll of the week questions are really, really, really long, and it doesn't quite work out in the way that a top five would work. So for example, which of the following female superheroes do you like the most? And then the person lists like 50 superheroes for people to select from. And that makes it very, very difficult to do. I mean, I think the most we've ever had were maybe 10 or 12 options for people to choose from. But then when you list 50 of them, that becomes really, really difficult. Or when you're asking or suggesting a poll of the week that's really more of a long discussion instead of a 1 or 2 point bullet answer, that can be disruptive as well. So if you're going to send in a poll of the week suggestion, we certainly welcome it. Sometimes I can take those long-winded ones or long-worded ones and rework them into something short and concise. But if you do, just send them to podcast@majorspoilers.com. Olin is in the chat this week. Jarmo is in the chat this week. Sierra is in the chat this week. Sierra, is this your first time being in the chat? I don't know. I think this is the first time that that I've seen your name pop up in there. Here is a, let's see. I was going to go into the email. Let's see. Nope, that one's not one. Poll of the week idea. Squirrel Girl versus Batman. There you go. That's a great poll of the week idea. Here's one that people have written in. Hello, Steven. If you haven't already seen it, you and Rodrigo both need to sit down for 30 minutes and watch Kung Fury. It was made last year, but it's created an 80s cop-style movie. It feels very 80s. All the special effects and animations are just beautiful. It has something for everyone. Kung Fu, time travel, dinosaurs, Hitler, robots, and Thor. I can't recommend the short film enough. I know you've mentioned enjoying crappy movies, so I had to at least pitch you on this. Thank you so much for the hours of entertainment and enjoyment of the podcast. This comes from Matt. Well, Matt, if you do a search... let me type correctly. If you do a search on the Major Spoilers website, we should have actually two versions of this. The first one is the original short film that came out, a couple of years ago. And then they released the official movie at Sundance, I want to say last year. But yes, we've had the whole movie up on the website. And I know I've watched it all the way through a couple of times. I've talked with the creators once or twice to just talk about some of their special effects stuff. And I've seen all the behind-the-scenes stuff. So, yeah, it's all there at majorspoilers.com. Sierra says this is her second. She says she's not always able to capture the watch the live show, but today she did. Good. Well, we're glad you're here, Sierra. Again, if you have questions in the chat, just shout them out. I'd be more than happy. We don't have any Skype issues this week, Olin, if you want to call in, because we don't have to worry about bumping someone else off the call. So again, just give me a call, 785-727-1939, or on Skype at Steven_Schleicher. Kung Fury has fantastic theme song performed by David Hasselhoff. There you go. Is he still big in Germany, I wonder? There you go. All right, let me get back into the email bag. I hadn't planned on doing emails, but we'll at least go through here. Oh, we get these occasionally, too. My father has been a longtime listener of your show. He listened to Major Spoilers for as long as I can remember. His birthday is Valentine's Day, and you guys could give him a shout-out on your shows. Would love to give people shout-outs on shows, but unfortunately, because of the way our shows are released and those kinds of things, it's hard to just say, hey, on February 14th, on a day when we don't have any shows that are released Happy Birthday or anything like that. And more than likely, that birthday shout out is going to be lost amongst all the other stuff that's going on. So typically we don't do that, but Kevin Weaver's father, happy belated birthday. Let's see. Here's somebody that says, after listening to your review of Bean World, you put out too much content. It takes forever to go through the backlog. I wondered if any of you had ever heard of 1/0 or IO or Reddit. It's an amazing webcomic that has a great effect on my thinking, even as a philosophy psychology major. I would love to hear you guys' thoughts on it. It is a completed series that ended quite intentionally at 1,000 four-panel strips, and remarkably after being ended for... it's still available. Oh, okay, even though it's been ended for nearly a decade, it's still hosted and available at 1/0.comicgenius.com, or sorry, comicgenesis.com. So there you go. Yarmo, what's going on with you?
Hi, does this work now?
Yes, it works fine. What problems were you having?
Yeah, I had some trouble to oversee these calls with Skype lately.
Okay.
I'm really not sure what's it about, and I wasn't sure at all if this is going to work now, but that's fine. I'm glad it did.
Okay, well, we're glad you're here this week. It's been a couple of weeks. You've been busy doing things, or we didn't have a show last week, but what's going on with you? A lot to catch up on.
Yes, I think I'll start with the Escape from New York comic.
Okay.
It was really great. It exceeded my expectations in some regards, because movie licensed comics aren't always that great.
Right.
Although it's from Boom, so I had kind of high hopes.
Mm-hmm.
Their stuff is usually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I kind of like how it's really faithful to the original movie, how it little restarts.
Yep.
Like 5 seconds after the movie is ended.
Right. Yeah, it's really a good series. I was pulling up some images here for people who haven't seen this yet. I think they do likenesses okay. Obviously, with comic creators and content, you don't always get characters to look exactly like they do on screen. But I think they do a relatively good job of this, and they have different artists come in and do things. And
yes,
it's an interesting book.
Somewhat stylized, but still pretty good, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you give that a big thumbs up. That's the first trade, although I believe that there are several trades already out. I think maybe the second trade is out as well.
Yes, I think the second one is out right now, and third one coming, I think, in late spring or early summer.
Cool. You know, your audio sounds really good.
Normally,
when you call, I hear some background noise or some static or something on the line, but this is a really good connection.
Yes, usually here in Northern Europe, we have really, really good internet connections, but I don't think it was my connection more. I think it's the Skype app itself.
Stupid Skype. One thing I would say when people are using Skype is to make sure that they check for updates regularly, because I know that more often than not, most of the Skype problems are because people are using different versions of the software, not the most recent version, and that causes headaches and problems. It's run into me whenever I've been on the morning stream on Mondays with Scott Johnson and Brian Ibbett, where suddenly we'll call in, everything will connect, but then it's choppy and it drops or there's issues with it, and sure enough, one of us will look and it needs a Skype update. So I recommend people check those Skype updates as often as they can.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yep.
Oh, speaking of Escape from New York and Kurt Russell, I picked up actually the Big Trouble in Little China too. That's, I think,
Or the movie?
Yeah.
Or
yes, okay. the first trade.
Yeah, that one is out, and that one's a lot of fun.
It's really funny. I didn't expect that either.
The one thing that I'm surprised about with Big Trouble in Little China is it's a little bit more laughy. It's a lot more funny than what I would normally want it to be in my comic. But I think it's still incredibly well done. But the first, it just seems to be a lot more slapstick in its approach to humor in the stories. Whereas yes. the movie is, yes, it's got some, a lot of funny things that happen in it, but I don't see it as a giant, humor, book.
Yes, the movie is a little bit more subtle with mm-hmm. with the funny parts and
right.
stuff like that. You have to pick it up in the middle of action.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I enjoy that.
Yes, I was actually surprised how funny it was. I'm not usually the person who is easily amused by some cheap jokes and such, but I prefer my humor a little bit more intelligent and a little bit dry, mm-hmm. like pretty style.
Mm-hmm.
But that worked for me surprisingly well.
Good. What else is on your mind this week?
Not much, really. I think I picked up third comic too, but that's a manga. It's Persona 4, based on a Japanese video game, RPG. And to be honest, it's one of my favorite video games of all time, and that was the reason why I picked it up.
Excellent.
And I haven't had opportunity to read it yet, but I have kind of high hopes and expectations because I like the game so much. It's probably my favorite game from last 7 or 8 years.
Oh, excellent. Very cool.
And it's not like typical JRPG either. It's a lot more, I would like to say, grounded.
Mm-hmm.
It's like regular people who get thrown into very irregular situation, like they're not superheroes or anything like that.
Yeah. Some of those are a lot of fun to get into. As we've talked about, in fact, this week's top five is all about top five non-superhero comics that we like. And I've, you know, over the last couple of years, I've just kind of drifted away more and more from superhero stuff to read things like the ones listed on the show, Atomic Robo, a non-superhero book. What else have I been reading? The Fade Out, which is an excellent noir book. I just enjoy those so much more.
Atomic Robo is actually, it's really, really good.
Yeah. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to it, but I did an interview with Brian Clevenger a couple of weeks ago on the Major Spoilers podcast.
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, good.
Just a couple of days past, if I remember right.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was probably Tuesday or Wednesday when I caught it.
Excellent. Anything else is going on? What do you have planned for this weekend?
Actually, not much. Probably cleaning the house and preparing for pipe repairs. In my apartment complex.
Oh no!
It's gonna be hopefully not a nightmare, but at least a little bit inconvenient.
Well, so are they gonna shut your pipes off or water off for a few days or something? And
actually, it lasts 4 months, and those water outages and probably electricity, it's got sometimes throughout the repairs.
Wow. Okay. Well, hopefully it's not too big of an inconvenience then.
Yeah, they are probably doing it in the middle of day and then try to get everything back to normal in the afternoon for the mm-hmm. evening so people can still live in their houses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They kind of do that with sometimes with road repairs in neighborhoods here or things like that where if they have to do some major water work, they'll shut down the road around 9 o'clock in the morning, and then about 3:30 in the afternoon, that's when they'll stop work and either turn the water back on or have the roads open back up so people can get back and forth to their homes.
Yes, that's going to be the schedule with our repair guys too, I think.
Well, I hope it goes well for you. I hope it's not too much of an inconvenience.
Yeah, I really hope it myself too.
All right. Well, you have a great weekend, and we will talk with you again real soon.
Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good week. Bye.
Same to you. Bye, Stephen.
Bye. It's always fun to hear from people all over the world, and all you have to do is either pick up Skype, turn on Skype, and call Stephen_Schleicher. I do have a Major Spoilers one, but I've been working for, to get this set up to where we can have multiple versions of Skype running at the same time. But that hasn't, if for those of you that watched, and I think, Jess, I don't know if you were in the last VIP live chat where we had both versions of Skype going at the same time. We ended up with some wacky thing where we were getting some weird echo going through. I think I figured that out, but I don't have that set up today. But I do have a major spoilers Skype line as well. But 785-727-1939, that is the number you can call on the mobile if you like. But yeah, there you go. What else is going on? It looks like people are talking about the price gap of meatballs between Europe and America. Great. Happy Friday. Or maybe that's not what's going on. All I see is people talking about meatballs and then the pricing being different. I did not know that. If you do have questions, always feel free. You can send them to podcast@majorspoilers.com. We're always happy to go through those when time permits and as we have special mailbag episodes of shows. If you are looking for some things to do this weekend, certainly do that. Check out majorspoilers.com. And I think that's where we're sitting right now. I don't see any other emails that pop in at the moment from people. I do see some books that I need to be reading over the next week. But if you guys don't call in, we don't have a show. So I'm going to give you guys 2 more minutes to decide if you want to call in. And then if not, we'll just go ahead and end the show early. That's okay. The plan is right now that we'll probably do about 8 weeks of shows every Friday and then take a week off. And then we'll kind of repeat that so that we just have a Friday off because I know my wife and kids want to go out of town on some Fridays. So that's probably what we're looking at right now. Olin, what is going on with you? Hello, Olin. I hear you breathing. Check, check, check. Hello. 1, 2, 3, 4. Going once, going twice. I don't know what's going on there. I could hear him breathing on the phone. Oh well. Maybe he'll call back. Let's try calling him. Hey, what's going on?
You hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. Hello? I know my audio's going out too.
Something's up with mine. I can't hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, I know the audio's going out because I see the audio meter moving. So it's got to be something there on your end. Check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Turn it up or something. Hello, hello? Nothing? Anything? Nope, I don't hear anything. All right. Sorry, Olin. We'll have to check on that and see what's going on your end. But like I said, I see audio going out on all of our channels, and I know that audio was going out to you, so it may have just been an issue with headphones or something. Speaking of headphones, don't forget our friends over at tweakedaudio.com. Tweaked Audio is the place to go to when you want some really cool headphones. And check these out. These are ones that they just introduced. The Hegon or the Hegon Sports Earbuds. I think that these are really kind of cool looking. They're designed for the sports person in your life or maybe you. But they also have a lot of different styles and colors and variety, all sorts of stuff over there. And they're going to have a lot more over this coming year. And let me see if I can find my favorite pair. Here's my favorite pair right here. It's not the PB Greens, but the PB Yellows. I didn't see the yellows there. But I love these the best. These work really great. And look, they're only $19.95. But for those of you who have been listening to this show for years, you know that when you go to tweakedaudio.com and you use that checkout code MAJOR, M-A-J-O-R, at checkout, you're going to get those for a third of the price. That is a pretty good deal. And I love the PB Greens, and I love Tweaked Audio for sponsoring our shows. And they've got so many other great earphones and earbuds and things that you can go out there. Look, they got a 3-pack. That's what you should get. 3 packs for the holidays. What kind of other accessories do they have? They got cases and bags and shirts. Haven't been to their site in a while. Some good stuff over there at Tweaked Audio. So use that checkout code MAJOR, M-A-J-O-R, and save 33% off. I mean, that's quite a deal. And they do look comfy. I cannot wait to get a pair and try them out. All right, everybody. I think that's where we're going to end it today, just because we are having some problems with Olin. And also, I don't know, some other people will call in, I'm sure, next week when we're back. But thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure having you here with us. I'm glad that we're able to do this show, and I'm glad we're able to do it every Friday when we're here. And it's all because of our VIPs, because of people who are out there who are pledging $2 a month to make sure that this show continues and all of the shows at MajorSpoilers.com. And as always, as we wrap it up this week, we will run through the list of our VIPs. And until next time, take care, have a wonderful week, everyone, and we will talk with you real soon.